Proclamation number 7967 of 14th of August, 1961. Radiance of the divine light of love into mature vessels. My flow of love light flows to all beings which open themselves and have also attained the maturity that they can accept the flow of light and strength within themselves without being consumed by it. Hence it is always beings of light which accept light and strength from me in order to pass on light and strength, for immature spiritual beings deny access to the light and strength from me. But every being can spiritualize itself and make itself capable of being permeated by my flow of love, and this is the task of people on earth who, at the beginning of their embodiment, do not yet possess the degree of maturity to be able to receive my light and my strength in abundance. However, to receive light and strength from me means bliss, and I want to prepare this bliss for all people who walk the earth. I want to constantly feed them with my flow of love light, just as all spiritual beings full of light are constantly flooded and are therefore blissfully happy. Yet I usually encounter resistance. The being which walks across the earth embodied as a human being still defends itself against me, and forcibly it cannot be flooded by my light of love. Yet rays are sent to it which sometimes also have the strength to touch the human being's heart, and then the resistance diminishes. Receivers of light and strength are sent to him. That is, beings of light from the spiritual kingdom are also on earth. We'll send them these rays in the form of my word, which will be brought close to people in some way and can also have an effect on them if the resistance is not too great. And these rays can cause the human being to open himself voluntarily. That he desires to enter my flow of love, that he feels my word as light and strength and desires to be addressed by me more often. And then my flow of love light can flow through him. Then he opens himself and works on himself and also makes himself receptive. It accepts light and strength from me directly, and it has now become, as it were, a reservoir of light and strength which can let its contents flow out again. And every human heart can receive light and strength from me which merely desires it and gives up its previous defensive position, which therefore now voluntarily enters my flow of love and opens its heart to receive me. And this is your earthly life task, for you are weak, lightless beings when you enter the earth as a human being, but the light and strength is at your unlimited disposal. Therefore you will be instructed again and again by the will of the one who called you into life. You are inspired to believe in a supremely perfect being to whom you owe your existence, and you are requested to establish contact with this being so that it can make you happy, because you emerged from the love of that perfect being. And once this has been presented to you, it is up to your will, whether you want to let yourselves be bestowed by me, whether you want to accept light and strength from me. For you must now voluntarily open your heart and let yourselves be illuminated. You must accept the love which wants to flow through you again, as it was in the beginning. My flow of love constantly seeks vessels into which it can flow, but these vessels must also be so prepared, i.e., the human being himself must have ignited the love within himself which displaces everything impure and which allows the human being to mature so that he can now receive my illumination of love and his soul will now spiritualize itself. That I can now fill it with light and strength and that it now serves me again as a station of strength and light which receives and sends out as it is my will, so that everything is flooded with light which is still in the dark area but gives up its inner defense as soon as the rays of light beneficially touch it. Light and strength is bliss, which you once forfeited and which you must voluntarily accept again in order to attain bliss. and you will always be allowed to receive the light and strength you desire. For my flow of love light will constantly flow out into infinity, and all beingness can shape itself as a receiving vessel if its spirit allies itself, if it offers no resistance as soon as it is touched by rays of love. And my infinite love radiates everything because it wants to win you back, and this is only possible if you also accept my love. If you open yourselves in free will, and my love can then become effective on you. Amen.